Well, humanity took space exploration to the next step on Wednesday. An unmanned probe guided by the European Space Agency has successfully rendezvoused with a comet. So what does that mean, and what's next for the Rosetta spacecraft? Let's turn now to the NASA Solar System Ambassador to Utah, Patrick Wiggins. Thanks for joining us, Patrick.
Happy to be on.
Now, Patrick, this Rosetta probe reached comet 67P on Wednesday. What's it going to do there?
It's going to kind of tag along for more than a year, actually. But the highlight, at least for me, the thing I'm looking forward to, in addition to the pictures, I mean, the pictures they're already getting are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But come November, they're going to drop a little lander. I mean, this lander is going to go down and hopefully attach itself to the nucleus of the comet. Hopefully, by the way, because the gravity on the comet is so low that a human standing on it would weigh about as much as a piece of paper. So, in other words, it's not going to take much to kind of jar it off its surface and just have this thing go drifting off into space. So there are screws on its feet they're going to try to dig in, and it's got a couple of harpoons, and it's going to shoot down into the surface to try to hold it down. But, as the comet is moving closer to the sun, of course, the spacecraft will be near it, and the lander will be sitting on it. And we're actually going to watch as the comet goes through its basically awakening phase, as all comets do as they near the sun.
And that's never happened before. We've never sent a lander to a comet before, right?
Not a lander to a comet. The Japanese did it with an asteroid, but this is the first time to a comet. And this is certainly the first time that we've actually planned on sticking around the comet. There have been a number of probes that have gone by comets, kind of went, hi there, how you doing, and on they went. But this time they're actually, you know, going to make friends, if you will.
Okay, so scientifically speaking, why is this a big deal? Why? What do we hope to learn?
Comets, we think, which, by the way, they come from the way, 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 put a few more ways on there, outer solar system. So basically, they're made out of the stuff that our solar system was made out of when it formed. Now, things like Earth and other planets and such have been modified considerably since the solar system formed. But comets are thought to be pristine pieces of the building blocks of the solar system. So by looking at that, we'll get some idea about what the solar system was like in its very early stages.
So we're going after some pretty big questions here. There's the origin of life, even.
Yeah, well, I don't know about life, although you could tie into that by saying, by looking at what the solar system was made of. Are we going to find stuff there that life could have been made of? No way, although I'd love it if it happened, no way are we going to find life on this comet. Well, I shouldn't say no way. I've learned over the years never to say never, but highly unlikely we're going to find anything alive on the comet. Well, if we did and we shoot a harpoon into it, it'd kind of be bad first contact.
Well, we probably won't be seeing little green men on the comet, I'm guessing.
No. That far out, they'd probably be little icy men or something. But no, we may find the building blocks, things that life could have come from.
So I'm sure a lot of people are wondering if they can see this thing in the sky, if it's going to pass by Earth. What's going to happen to this comet?
How big a telescope you got? It would be nice if we could get onto a comet, could be easily visible from Earth. But that in itself could cause a problem, because comets that are easily visible from Earth mean they're very active. And I don't know, I'd want to send a spacecraft to a super active comet, because stuff is exploding off of the surface and gassing out and spinning around. And, you know, you may just ruin your spacecraft by trying to get into that. So I think, although this is a supposition, I haven't heard this from the Europeans, I think the reason they're going for a kind of a quiet comet is to have a quieter time when they go to try to land on it and even get close to it. All those particles coming out, it doesn't take much traveling at those kind of speeds to, you know, wreck your spacecraft.
Well, Solar System Ambassador Wiggins, I want to thank you as always for your insight. And Patrick, I know you just won a huge honor from NASA, their NASA Distinguished Public Service Medal. People only like Carl Sagan and Gene Roddenberry win this award, and Patrick Wiggins.
Yeah,
so it's a huge honor.
Away. Well, if people go to my Facebook page, they'll see I was actually downtown buying an appropriate attire. I wear T-shirts and cutoffs all the time, right? And there's no way they're going to allow that in NASA headquarters. So, yeah, I spent yesterday afternoon buying clothes. Couldn't believe it. Clothes horse. But, yeah, the award of course, I still haven't got it yet. It's still like a couple weeks off yet. I'm waiting for them to call and say, oh, sorry, we called the wrong guy.
Well, hopefully they don't take it away from you. You definitely earned it.
But I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate that.
Thanks again for joining us. That was Patrick Wiggins, NASA Solar System Ambassador to Utah.